A rare piece of metal money made in the 1600s in the New England area of the U.S. could be sold for $300,000. The coin is to be sold at an auction sale in London next month. The silver coin was minted in 1652 in Boston, Massachusetts. To mint means to make or strike a coin out of metal. Coin experts consider it to be the best example of about 40 such coins known to still exist. The business holding the sale is Morton and Eden Limited. It issued a statement on Wednesday. It said the coin was recently found in Britain inside a candy container that held hundreds of old coins. James Morton is the coin specialist for the auctioneer, the business holding the sale. He called the New England coin the star of the collection. I could hardly believe my eyes when I realized that it was an excellent example of a New England shilling struck by John Hull in 1652 in Boston for use as money by early settlers in the Massachusetts Bay Colony, Morton said in a statement. John Hull was responsible for producing North America's first silver coins. The Massachusetts General Court appointed Hull as Boston Mintmaster in 1652. The mint was considered treasonous by King Charles II. It stopped operating in 1682, the auctioneer's statement said. The recently discovered coin has a simple design. It has the letters NE for New England on one side. On the other side is the Roman number 412. That was the number of pennies in a shilling. Jim Bailey is a coin expert in Rhode Island. He called the shilling a phenomenal discovery. Bailey added that the coin has great eye appeal. The coin belongs to Wentworth Wente Beaumont. Beaumont's father found it in a container in his study at the family home in northern England. Beaumont's ancestor, William Wentworth, was an early settler of New England. He is thought to have arrived in the colonies in 1636. He likely received the coin when it was new. The Wentworths became a well-known family in New Hampshire. The online sale includes several other early American coins. It is set to take place November 26th. I'm Ashley Thompson.